Dictation for Jennifer, Jennifer McConkie, McConkie, August 22nd, 62. Address as a letter to Rebecca, Rebecca Hertz, HIRTZ, NP, 810-275-0307. Office of Dr. Anu, Anu Mohan, Mohan. Dear Rebecca, consultation Mrs. McConkie, Jennifer, a 63-year-old lady for progressive renal failure. Creatinine was around 0.8 to 1 until around October 2022. Since then, there has been a progressive rising, with most recent level in July around 1.35, representing a GFR of 44, stage 3B. She reports an episode of syncope with very low blood pressure back in July. For what, atenolol isinopril was discontinued. She has underlying history of diabetes. Presently denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no blood melena, no severe diarrhea, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, has chronic neuropathy, lower extremities, a number of factors, apparently diabetes, prior radiculopathy, and prior trauma to the leg. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, denies claudication symptoms, although she does have night cramps. No incontinence, no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. However, there are plans for a Holter monitor. She denies orthopnea, PND, is not using any oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Next paragraph, past medical history. For overweight, diabetes, prior hypertension, now running in the low side. History of hyperlipidemia, gout attack. Peripheral neuropathy, but no ulcers. No diabetic retinopathy. She goes every year for exam. Denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Back in 2019, stress testing echocardiac cath apparently negative through cardiology Dr. Mohan. No TIS or stroke or seizures, no liver disease. She has a diagnosis of hemochromatosis, used to have phlebotomy. Last one apparently 5 years or longer. Both parents carry the gene. She's the only brother or sister affected with hemochromatosis. Since the last phlebotomy, there has been no problems with high ferritin. She also has psoriasis and prior biological treatment. Next paragraph, surgeries, tonsils, adenoids, hemorrhoids, tubal ligation. Some trauma, extensive on the upper left leg with complications, necrosis requiring debridement. Next paragraph, reported side effects to sulfa, as well as baclofen that was causing confusion, mental status changes. Next paragraph, she has never smoked, used to drink alcohol heavy until 2018. Beer and rum, eventually discontinued. She's not aware of liver problems. Next paragraph, she has no children. Next paragraph, present medications, allopurinol, Elavil, Zocor, Lasix, Thyroid, Farxiga, a number of vitamins, Lyrica, Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, Flomax, lidocaine patches for her back. Within the last 2 months, Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, 10-pound weight loss, but now stabilizing. Prilosec, Norco, Skelaxin, muscle relaxant. Prior TALZ, T-A-L-Z, biological treatment for psoriasis. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 222, 65 inches tall. Blood pressure 120, 78 on the right, 114 over 78 on the left. Very pleasant, anxious, no respiratory distress, alert or intestine 4, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities. Mild degree of exophthalmos. STYE, S-T-Y-E, right-sided upper and lower lid, which apparently is recurrent, has treated twice with steroids, no palpable neck masses, thyroid lymph nodes, no gross JVD, no Ralwis's pleural effusion consolidation, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no major edema, non-focal, normal speech, a small area of psoriasis posteriorly left leg. She has adipose tissue diffuse, but also localized on the left, on the back of the neck, with imaging showing only a fatty tumor, like buffalo neck. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries from July. Anemia, 10.5, normal white blood cell platelet, MCB large, 100, creatinine, 1.35, representing GFR44, stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin, although low protein, liver function test not elevated, normal calcium glucose, normal TSH, normal total T3, normal free T4, iron studies back in February was low, ferritin 25, saturation normal 32. In February she was having problems of poor oral intake, GI losses, hypotension. A number of vitamins were tested, and she received intravenous fluid in the emergency room. Last albumin creatinine ratio, normal at 7 back in February. Urine analysis a year ago, negative for blood. At that time, there was some bacteria and some protein. Prior E. coli, October 23. Prior hepatitis B and C negative. prior drug screening, this is from 2018, was positive for TCA and cocaine. Next paragraph, there is an MRI of the brain, July. No acute process, chronic microvascular changes. In 2024, CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast. Kidneys reported normal without obstruction. Fatty liver. No prior echo to compare. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, progressive over the last few years, which is not symptomatic. Long-term history of diabetes, however, no evidence of proteinuria or albumin in the urine. Prior imaging, no obstruction or urinary retention. Presently, no nephrotoxic agents. Presently off ACE inhibitors because of low blood pressure a few months ago. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is some degree of anemia, macrocytosis. Iron levels are running in the low side. Prior diagnosis of hemochromatosis and phlebotomy, but none for 5 years or longer. We are going to update urine analysis. Update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. If progressive renal abnormalities and anemia, we will check for plasma cell disorder. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Presently tolerating Farxiga and Mounjaro. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.